For while toppling the Jedi Order and the Republic was essential to the task of restoring order to the galaxy, that goal belonged to the realm of the ordinary, to the world that was nothing more than a byproduct of the eternal struggle between the light and dark forces, both of which were beyond any concepts of good or evil. The greater goal of the Sith involved toppling the Force itself and becoming the embodiment of the galaxy's animating principle. It had been theorized by Jedi and Sith alike that balance between the light and dark sides was actually under the guidance of a group of discorporate entities, the ones called the Celestials, perhaps, who had merged themselves with the Force thousands of generations earlier and had continued to guide the fate of the galaxy ever since. In effect, a higher order of intermediaries whose powers were beyond the understanding of mortal beings. But many Sith viewed the notion with disdain, for the theoretical existence of such a group had little bearing on the goal of making the Force subservient to the will of an enlightened elite. Only the Sith understood that sentient life was on the verge of a transformative leap, that through the manipulation of midichlorians, or the overthrow of the forceful group that supervised them, the divide between organic life and the Force could be bridged, and death could be erased from the continuum. As evidenced by those few lords who had managed to perpetuate their spirits after physical death, foremost among them, Emperor Vitiate, who was said to have lived 1,000 years, the ancient Sith had come halfway across that bridge. But those few had been so focused on worldly power that they had ended up trapping themselves between realms, that they had never provided the Order with guidance from beyond, attested to the fact that their influence had been negligible and had long since faded from the world. In the same way that the Prebane Sith had been responsible for their own extinction, the great dark side lords of the past had doomed themselves to the nether realm through their attempts to conquer death by feeding off the energies of others, rather than by tapping the deepest strata of the Force and learning to speak the language of the midichlorians. Plagueis was finally learning to do that, and was just beginning to learn how to persuade, prompt, cajole, and coax them into action. Already he could command them to promote healing, and now he had been successful in enticing them to lower their defenses. If he could compel a murderous Yenchore to become peaceful, could he, with a mere suggestion, accomplish the opposite by turning a peaceful being into a murderer? Would he one day be able to influence the leaders of worlds and systems to act according to his designs, however iniquitous? Would he one day conquer not only death but life as well, by manipulating midichlorians to produce forceful beings, even in the absence of fertilization, as Darth Tenebris might have attempted to do with gene-splicing techniques and computers? Perhaps. But not until the singular flame of the light side was extinguished from the galaxy. Not until the Jedi Order was stamped out.